Good morning. You listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Keith Chrisman, the president of the Decorative Hardwoods Association. Keith, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to catch up with you. You've got some recent news around some trade commission potential injury. You want to talk about that? A lot of information going on with these tariffs and the wide swings in the import unit due to people buying early. Tell us your view of that.
Yeah, so I've been with the Decorative Hardwoods Association for 4 years now as the president. We have been active in the trade discussions, and trade is a big important part of what we do. The Decorative Hardwoods Association represents hardwood plywood, engineered wood floors, and hardwood veneer. We changed our name to better represent that to encompass all the aspects of decorative hardwoods, including engineered wood floors. Trade is a very active thing, and some of our members in the Coalition for Fair Trade in Hardwood Plywood have filed a trade case on May 22nd with the International Trade Commission and Department of Commerce for anti-dumping and countervailing duties with respect to unfair trade practices by Indonesia, Vietnam, and particularly China.
Okay. So I know China, they ruled on them doing some dumping and subsidizing, and there's been an additional tariff on wood out of China for a while. So this is kind of an expansion of that, isn't it?
It is. That trade case from, I believe, 2018 resulted in duties of around 200% for most of the imports of hardwood plywood from China. But China is also adept at getting around a lot of these duties, and this new case helps to clean up some of that. The hardwood plywood manufacturers actually had to file a circumvention case against Vietnam, and were successful in that circumvention case against Vietnam. But the next step for the Chinese producers is often to set up a little bit more manufacturing in Vietnam, but they still use their same unfair trade practices. And so this case that's been launched is an attempt to clean up some of that leftover mess from the original Chinese case, and to go after dumping and countervailing duties that we see from Indonesia and Vietnam domestically as well. So that case was launched in May 22nd. Commerce Department announced initiation of the case on June 12th, and it's moving along. Commerce initiated it based on anti-dumping duty margins of 504% for China, 85% for Indonesia, and over 138% for Vietnam. And they're looking at initiated it on 33 subsidy programs from China, 12 for Indonesia, and 26 for Vietnam. So a lot to look at, a lot of work to do, but so far, so good.
I know that's been delayed. We were looking to be in August, but that's been pushed back a little bit.
It has. It's been pushed back a little bit. There's a lot of work for the Commerce Department to do in investigating the dumping. And, you know, we expect the countervailing duty determinations in October. The preliminary anti-dumping determinations will likely also be extended to about mid-December. The final determinations are currently due in January, but again, that'll probably be extended till about May. But duties start when the preliminary determinations are made. So those preliminary determinations, like around October 20th, the duties could start. And if we see a surge in import during this investigation period, duties can be applied retroactively.
Okay. So importers need to beware, because they may have to pay more than they initially thought.
Exactly. And that's happened in the past. That we saw that happen with the circumvention case from Vietnam that took some time to play out and to reach an ultimate determination. But some of the importers had substantial liabilities in the tens of millions of dollars for stuff they imported during that time period.
Where does Cambodia fit into all this?
Cambodia doesn't fit into this particular trade case for hardwood plywood, but it certainly fits in with some of the other work that the Trump administration is doing and trade issues that Trump is looking at. There are the reciprocal tariffs that are being worked through here in the next day or so. I don't think I've heard anything announced specifically for Cambodia yet, but there are pretty substantial tariffs they were looking at for Cambodia back when the last discussions were going on. So I expect the reciprocal tariffs to be significant. Certainly even the fairest trade countries that we see are getting tariffs around 15%. And I think you'd expect Cambodia to be higher than that. In addition to the reciprocal tariffs, we also know the Trump administration is investigating national security implications of imports of wood products and unfair trade practices in wood products, much like they have for steel, aluminum, copper, and some other products like that. Many of the hardwood plywood and engineered wood floor trade categories and hardwood veneer are covered by this national security investigation. It's called Section 232. And that could come out any day. So we see a lot of these wood products will either be covered by the National Security Section 232 review, which is probably going to have a significant tariffs and perhaps significantly higher than those for reciprocal tariffs that have been announced. And they're probably also going to last quite a bit longer because they've gone through a very extensive process and well-defined legal process.
All right. Help my listeners sort through the difference between the Decorative Hardwood Association, the NWFA, and the American Hardwood Federation. I know the three organizations that all are trying to promote and defend the use of real hardwood products, right?
Yes. So we work very closely with the other hardwood industries. We've got, as you mentioned, NWFA, National Wood Flooring Association. We work very closely with them. We represent engineered wood floor manufacturers in that category. And they also represent some of the engineered wood flooring manufacturers, as well as installers, retailers, and others, and solid hardwood flooring manufacturers. And so we work very closely with them on a variety of issues. A couple of years ago, we did a climate change life cycle assessment for engineered wood floors that we partnered with them on. And they did a solid wood flooring one at the same time. And they came out great for wood products that store carbon and much better than the alternative products, whether it's carpet or vinyl or tile, et cetera. And then when it comes to other hardwood organizations, we work closely with them on the Real American Hardwood campaign that reaches out to consumers, promotes hardwood products and the beauty and benefits of real hardwood products.
All right. So one last question real quick before we run out of time. There's been some concern that there's enough supply for raw materials based on the whole logging industry, based on the lack of demand for real American hardwood product that may not be healthy. What's your read on that?
Well, we've got lots of supply of hardwoods in the United States. We're blessed with that. In fact, the supply and the forests have grown in the United States and more available wood in the forest today than there were in the 1950s. So our forests are very healthy. The challenge today is more on the demand side. You know, there are challenges that are a result of the housing industry being slowed down with high interest rates. We also see use of a lot of fake products that look like wood, but they aren't wood and don't have the same benefits of wood. For example, vinyl flooring or so that compete against real wood products. Only real wood has that real beauty and enduring qualities that people demand and can be refinished when it comes to flooring that can't be done with a lot of the fake alternatives.
Okay, Keith, well, I appreciate you giving us an update on everything that you've been working on. Again, been talking to Keith Christman, the president of the Decorative Hardwood Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.